Beaver Dam, 9 miles northwest of Eureka Springs, has a chronic seep along one of its dikes. Constructed in the early 60s by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for flood control, hydropower, water supply, and recreation, the dam impounds 32,000 acres of the White River watershed into a 50-mile-long lake. On Monday, construction crews began to repair the leak beneath the dike located 3,500 feet north of Beaver Dam. Lori Driver is public affairs specialist with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
The chronic seepage at Dike 3 has been going on for years, and it's been on our list to repair. We were able to get some repair list this year, got some money to let a contract, and the contractor is mobilized and on site to fix that leakage. And the leakage was never a big problem to us, but the longer you let it go, it's like any repair around your home, the longer you let it go, the more it costs and the more you have to repair. So we were just happy to be able to get contractors in. The contract was awarded in September of 2010 to Nichols Construction Company of Cody, Pennsylvania, and they've just mobilized, got their safety plan in sight, their equipment here, and they're ready to get to work.
Nicholson Construction is under a $1.7 million contract with the Corps. Seepage has been occurring through bedrock beneath the dike for years. Over time, water moving through those fissures could potentially undermine the foundation and lead to failure, so crews are building what's called a grout curtain.
A grout curtain is where they'll go through and drill holes down to bedrock, and they'll fill them up with concrete, and they drill a hole, they skip an area, and they drill another hole, and once those original holes are cured, they go back and drill in between. That will connect the entire area. So they'll interconnect, and it'll be one big, as they call it, grout curtain.
A nearby day-use picnic and swim beach have been temporarily closed to stage construction, and the county road crossing the dam is partially closed.
Dam Site Road, which is Carroll County Road 113, will be reduced to one lane, and we ask folks to be cooperative of the traffic signals and be wary and of the construction workers.
Completion of the project will take about a year. With two record-setting rain events taking place within 3 years, dams have been operating at capacity. Beaver Dam tailwaters flow into Table Rock Lake through northern Carroll County into southwest Missouri. That 43,000-acre lake is impounded by Table Rock Dam near Branson, a huge tourist destination with over 100 lakeside resorts. And on April 25th, heavy rains caused a large mudslide on Table Rock Dam's embankment. Again, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokesperson Lori Driver.
Right after our heavy rain event at the end of last month, we noticed some skin slides on the embankment of Table Rock Dam, and that was caused by such dry conditions, and then they got a lot of rain, and the top layer of dirt started to slide some. Our geotechnical engineers went out and surveyed the slide, and we put a contract out, and they are currently working on that repair right now.
By skin, Driver means grass and topsoil planted to reduce erosion on the clay core. The embankment itself is sound, but the slide area is getting additional clay work.
It seals it back, and it's compacted, and then they'll put topsoil and seed it again.
Table Rock Dam Road was completely shut down because the mudslide caused the subsurface of the northbound shoulder to erode. It's scheduled to reopen in mid-May. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.